Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I may come from the old school, but when I need to shop, I like to walk into a store, pick it up, pay for it, walk out to the car, toss it in the back seat, and leave. I don't diddle-daddle or browse around looking for something I don't need. I've often wondered, why would you spend time shopping if you're not really sure what you want? That would be like me going fishing, someone asking me what I'm fishing for, and me replying, I don't know. But I did need to shop for something a couple weeks ago that you couldn't buy locally. I had to get it online. I found the website, ordered it, and proceeded to checkout. That's when the 20 questions started, wanting to know shipping address, mailing and email address, phone numbers, credit card number, shoe size, waist size, favorite color, my dog's name, and next of kin. Just kidding on that last stuff, but they asked for a lot. I chose 7-day shipping, because I didn't want to spend $119 to get special treatment for 3-day delivery. The special treatment was for their bank account. After 7 days, no item. I called them, talked to a nice lady in Los Angeles who didn't have a clue where my order was, even after giving her the order number. She asked if I had a tracking number. I said there wasn't one on the confirmation I received. She said there wasn't. I said no and asked, "Can you see my order?" She replied, "No, we sold it to a company in Portland." "You sold my order?" she tried to explain, but all I wanted to know was, where is this thing? She gave me another phone number. I called and talked to another nice lady. I repeated my story, and she asked, "What's the tracking number?" Now I'm starting to get a little warm. Just before I replied, she said, "I found it." "Great. Can you please give it to me?" She said, "It's 394-648-7910. "Please say that a little slower." I then asked her when it was going to arrive, and she said I could check the tracking number. I asked if it was shipped FedEx or UPS. She said, "Shipped YRC." "What's that?" I asked. "That's the shipping company." Now, I don't need my warm coat anymore. She did check and said, "As we speak, it's loaded on the truck, ready for shipment." "Great. When will it leave Portland?" She said it already did. Now I'm totally confused. "Look, I don't mean to be confrontational, but you just said it was on the truck ready to be shipped." She said, "It is." I'm feeling like one half of Abbott and Costello at this point. I politely yelled, "Shipped from where and to where?" She shot back, "It's in Fortuna and will be delivered before noon." And now, my friends, after 45 minutes on the phone with these two nice people, you know why I like to shop in local stores. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.